Hi Dennis, this is Kelly Suchka Kaiser, checking in from Stevens Point slash Central Wisconsin. Today I wanted to talk about in my week 4 blog reflection is the discussion board that I facilitated this week. So I spent some extra time, as you probably can see in that collaborative calendar document, creating more discussion extenders for the prompts that I had. I was actually quite surprised to see that most students were picking the question about delivering a speech in front of strangers or delivering a speech in front of friends. Last semester, most of my students talked about a speaker they had heard in the past and what they thought they did well or did not do well, or compared one really good speaker with a bad speaker they had seen. I wasn't real happy with the responses that I got because they didn't try and tie that to course content very well. I tried to really dig in and ask some probing, extended questions, and I was a little disappointed because most of them went unanswered. They just skipped my question and kept discussing and agreeing with each other. So I was a little bit disappointed about that. Now, of course, that wasn't every student, and there were a few that did reply to my questions, but I would have, I guess, liked to have seen just a little bit more. One thing that I also needed to do just a little bit different is that I didn't make it explicit enough that they needed to post for the first time by Thursday. So I went back in and changed those directions so they're more aware of it. And on the next discussion board, I will have some additional reminders for them. Even though I sent them a message on Tuesday morning reminding them about this, that they needed to be posting at least once by Thursday at midnight, I still had several students. I probably had two students email me and ask me for sure, and that they emailed me on Wednesday, so they still had plenty of time. But I noticed that several students didn't post at all until Sunday. Now, I don't know if that's just because they're not going to anyway, or that they didn't see the emails or directions. And you'll notice I did send them three emails today, one saying, "Are you checking your email?" Because I had several students that I sent messages to about 3 weeks ago that haven't replied. But they're still completing their homework, they're still logging on. So they're just not checking their email. Moving forward, I think I will take that one discussion board question out of there because they're not tying it to the course concepts enough. But it was super helpful for me to put all those extenders together in advance. In the past, I had kept probably 4 or 5 questions that I had typed up over the past semesters, but didn't have a really extensive list. And I found having an extensive list really made things go quicker and allowed me to do a little bit more facilitation. Hopefully, I didn't facilitate too much. I think I was somewhere in the middle. So I look forward to your response. Any help would be appreciated, of course. We'll talk to you again next week, Dennis. Have a great week.